At first blush, eating in the kitchen doesn't sound like it would be this great experience. Like, it might be noisy and hot, people bustling around you. And what is it that makes that special, first of all?
Well, you know, if you're a foodie and you really like to see how the food is prepared and how professionals are doing it, it can be a lot of fun to watch. And I've been in chef's tables in both types of kitchens where it is just a lot of yelling and a lot of bustling and jostling and bumping into each other. And I've been in kitchens that have been just so calm.
So the dining experience is longer, or it's better, or you interact with a celebrity chef, or all of the above? How does this work?
It can be all of those things. Generally, it is longer. You're usually doing more courses, and there is the interaction with the chef. That's part of the experience, is the chef at each course will come out and explain what he or she is doing, and that kind of slows things down. A chef's table is definitely not someplace you want to just dine and dash. It's your evening's entertainment.
Is this a bucket list thing, like everyone should experience it at least once, or is this gimmicky?
No, again, for a foodie, it's something that you really should do, and there are certain ones that you really must do.
Which ones are a must do?
One of those is the chef's table at Victoria and Albert's, which is just one of the hardest tables to book. You're probably looking at 6 months out. Again, it's costly because Victoria and Albert's is one of our costlier restaurants.
How much?
With wine pairings, you're talking in the mid-200s per person. Ooh. Which, you know, really is a, you know, it's a bargain. Relatively speaking, it's a bargain because you, when I say it seats 10, you're not going to be seated with other people. You're going to be, if it's just two of you, you've got the table for the evening. And I do mean all evening. You generally arrive at 6 o'clock. And generally, we leave around 10:30 or 11, 13, 14 courses, most of them very small, but each one just really, really wonderful.
Where else can we look for a chef table's experience?
Another place that does it in the kitchen is La Coquina. For a few nights, they set up several tables inside the kitchen. So you're in there. It's another professional kitchen experience. And it's sort of like they've just set up the restaurant inside the kitchen. Very good food.
What are the examples of some others that do chef's tables a different way?
Well, you'll find, if you've been to Norman's, the wonderful upscale restaurant at the Ritz-Carlton, you may have noticed that in the center of the dining room is a large table that's separated by wine cabinets. And that is considered their chef's table, right there in the center of the dining room. Now, a few other restaurants are doing it a little differently, where the food counter, where you sit overlooking the kitchen, they designate a little area of that as the chef's table.
Now, how does that work?
Well, Luma on Park is one that does it that way. And there's really no way for you to know that that's a chef's table, except that they say, this is our chef's table when you sit down. And you're overlooking the kitchen, so you're able to watch how the food is being prepared, just as anyone else who was sitting at the counter would see. But maybe you're getting a separate menu.
So it ranges from a seat at the counter all the way to the full experience, like Victoria and Albert's.
Right. There's all sorts of wonderful places out there.